spring. They are state-owned. This amendment would allow us to negotiate with the state for those lands. Now, I had intended for this amendment to come in after the next amendment. It's out of order. The next amendment, amendment number three, was offered by DENREC. John Hughes offered this amendment in the committee meeting that I attended at the House several weeks ago. And there are really three facets to this amendment. The first facet grandfathers in our use.
Right.
It says that state-owned lands currently being used for land application with treated wastewater are exempt from this section. So you see, with that, if that were to pass, then our amendment number two falls right in behind it and allows us to expand some based on the grandfathering. Phase number two of this amendment says that on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems designed and operated specifically to serve the needs of staff and users of state-owned land shall be permitted. And what that is aimed at allowing the state to spray their own waste from their own parks and rec areas where they may have a pavilion that has two restrooms in it. They might want to be able to get rid of that waste on site. And then the third piece of amendment number three says that future lands purchased by the state utilizing funds designated specifically for the purpose of achieving the treatment and disposal wastewater shall be exempt, which means that the state can do it if they decide to purchase the land. So this amendment number three takes a lot of the sting out of the bill. And this was offered by DENREC, and I think the chances of this amendment passing and being attached to the bill are very good.
Yeah, that looks
and I think there's a very good chance that if these pass, that our amendment number two may also pass, which gives us the ability to expand our spray patterns at Wolf Neck.
Could they insert some language that would be just specific to Wolf Neck, because that's the only area that we're concerned about?
Well,
right?
They could, and that may come about as the bill's worked on the
floor.
There's
no way we'd ever be able to start a new operation at some new state park on the west side of the county or something like that with this.
Well, you see the
progress.
The dichotomy here, Councilman Cole, is that we can't spray on state-owned land unless we have a lease.
Right.
In other words, the state has to give us an agreement to allow us to do this anyhow. So this bill is almost a moot point that it's ever come up to begin with. Because we can't move a sprayer in the middle of the night, and the next thing in the morning they find us spraying on their land. I mean, that doesn't happen like that. We have to have an agreement with the state before we do this anyway.
They probably wouldn't limit this specifically to Wolf Neck, because there may be state-owned lands being used in other counties.
Yeah, right.
But this does put the brakes on any aggressive person at DENREC who would start wanting to lease. I mean, DENREC has at least.
That's correct. If John Hughes if that position were to change and someone came on board that saw an opportunity to profit for his department and wanted to promote that, you're correct. This law would stop him from doing that.
So it is an important law, even though the state has the authority to lease or not to lease.
Correct, in that regard. And the Fourth Amendment is pretty much aimed just at Kent County. It simply says that this amendment exempts certain lands contiguous to the Kent County Regional Treatment Facility, which have been permitted for such use. So we really don't have any objection, I don't think, to amendment number four, while it services Kent County's problem. This bill has been discussed in committee. Some of the amendments the DENREC amendments were discussed by the committee back on the 30th of March, and all four of these amendments are now attached to the bill, so when it comes up on the House floor for consideration, which could be any day, all four amendments will have to be discussed and voted. I'm going to be there when that happens to make extra sure that at least amendment number two and amendment number three get lots of pressure. I had already given a package of our position on this bill to all 41 state representatives some weeks ago, but I'm going to sort of warm up those opinions with some phone calls before this bill goes on the floor. Speaker Spence called me and told me that he felt that our amendments would probably be added to the bill. He felt very secure about that, and he offered his support to our position, and he said that he felt pretty certain that the majority leader, Cathcart, would come on board with that, and that's very important because Mr. Cathcart is sponsoring this bill. So that's the story on House Bill 30. We're expecting to see it on the House floor for consideration any day, and any support that you might give by calling our legislators would be a very big help. Many times state legislators are influenced by your opinions and your discussion more than mine, because I'm just staff and you're actually the policymaker, decision maker. So I would encourage you to let them know how you feel about that one, because that could have a severe impact on our budget and our service. By the way, just as a statistic, we currently lease 319 acres at Wolf Neck from the state.
That's the only property that we do lease from, that we spray on?
Right. And it's in ag production, so it's not like we're spraying on somebody's softball field. Right. We're spraying on ag production.
And in that particular area, there's a huge amount of state land that is
correct.
Correct. Open space that...
State actually bought it to allow us to do that.
Correct.
And there are more lands very nearby that our engineering department would like to pursue in the near future. But with this bill in the way, they wouldn't be able to do that. So that's why we want our amendment to actually give us the opportunity to negotiate for adjoining lands or nearby lands.
Are those lands in ag use also the
yes.
ones we're looking at? Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is the package. I think I'd probably share this with you, yeah. that I had given all the legislators a month or so ago. It has a map of the Wolf Neck property on it. I'll support that again before they.
Do any the other the any other counties they spray? I know
Kent County
goes in Merkville and right, some of that. Don't they discharge?
Kent County is spraying on some state land too, because they have an amendment. Amendment number 4 is for them.
Right.
I think they use it for sludge. I think
sludge application.
Right?
County,
bunch,
yeah.
application. Sludge
yeah,
I think
application.
They pump into Merkville, if I'm not mistaken.
The county
does nothing.
Not that I'm aware of, no. The County Association of Towns on Friday voted to support the county on this, and one town also has an interest in other state lands.
Right.
So they may be providing an amendment.
Would this have any impact
on their own amendment?
Do the regional, I mean, what we're doing here, if we ever decide on the west side of the county?
There are no state lands available over there, are there, Dave?
Well,
Mr. Archer is here, but I don't think there's any lands, state-owned lands that we're looking at on the west side. But
we haven't got that far yet, have we, Arthur?
Process, but anytime if you have a carte blanche decision like that that disallows it, then that right. you know does not give you any options to use any. If there is some, that's
right. That's the only thing I can see, that if with these two regional plants that we are doing a study on the west side, if this does give us, you know, will it slam the door on us all the way? You know, we won't have the opportunity if there is any state lands over there.
If House Amendment number 2 doesn't get added to it, then we're stuck where we are.
Right.
Because I think the DENREC amendments will probably be adopted, because they make a lot of sense, and even Speaker Spence says there's a lot of support for that. Our amendment,
I just don't want to shut the door on.
Our amendment number 2, we're going to have to argue strongly to have that one added when the bill is argued on the floor, because that would give us the opportunity to negotiate for lands that are not adjoining, but they're nearby within
right.
1 mile.
Finley, the legislation is trying to shut the door on us. They don't want us
oh,
in
I understand
the same land.
But so. I said, I do understand that they want to shut everything down completely. They just want to stop development.
No, I think the last one he talked about, DENREC, which is the one that would be most worried about it, is
right.
has come up with some logical solutions to the bill. To
yeah, I don't
they
believe
they don't want us in state lands.
The operative word that you used there, Councilman, they. I don't think they is the state, and I don't think they is DENREC. I think the they that are driving this bus are one or two legislators that have an acute interest in growth, i.e. the majority leader of the House.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think he's the one driving the bus here, and he's doing it. He's motivated by some constituents that are very anti-growth.
But actually, the DENREC one only gives permission
gives
permission to the state.
Okay.
It gives permission just to the state, right, to do their own treatment on their own facilities. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think it's people want to protect the integrity of the state parks and not open
them
up.
No question. No question.
I mean, I don't think it's so much that they're anti-growth.
Right.
I think that they're trying to say the state parks are for all the residents of this state, and they don't want to start utilizing them for spray irrigation so we can get a lot more development.
I don't think there's any argument about that, Councilman.
I don't know if they proposed spray irrigation.
I think that some folks see this as a state-supporting private enterprise to allow builders to build homes cheaper or something
like
that.
Something like that.
They see it as the state tax base propelling the
development business.
They just
don't think it's appropriate.
Business. Right.
It's a partnership they don't think is appropriate, and they think, and this would curtail it.
Yeah, they talk about parks, but I don't think that's their real impetus.
Right, but they're trying to keep us out of the parks.
Right.
Most of the stuff we're talking about is open space. There's no park on it.
Right.
What?
It's open space already. There's no
farmland.
State parks on farmland.
Right.
It's not like Cape Town Open or any of those types of places. They're open space.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone argue against spraying treated wastewater on farmland that's in production. I haven't heard anyone say they didn't support that.
Okay. You're right. I don't know.
But that would be an unintended consequence.
Correct. It would be, correct.
Okay.
That's why we're trying to get these amendments. House Bill 31 is the next one. This is relatively easy. Doesn't pertain to us very much. This bill removes the prohibition against county governments establishing impact fees in certain areas of the county. Kent County government has passed an ordinance to create an impact fee to support emergency medical services and for all areas of the county, but awaits repeal of the prohibition to enact this. So this bill was really initiated, and it's being driven to help
Kent County.
They've
already, right. Yeah.
But this would give us the ability to
right.
do impact.
It would be the first mark toward allowing us to. It's currently in the it's currently been assigned. Oh, I'm sorry. It's passed the House. It passed the House 39-0 mm-hmm. on the 30th of March, and it's currently over in the Senate in the Community County Affairs Committee. Okay. Next bill is House Bill number 39. House Bill 39 passed the House on the, I think it was the 30th or so of March, and this bill changes our Planning and Zoning Commission from 5 voting members to 7 voting members. There was an amendment with this bill. The amendment really didn't change the character of the bill. It only corrected a typo in the first sentence. So House Bill 39 is now in the Senate Executive Committee, which is chaired by Thurman Adams. And we haven't spoken with Thurman about this particular bill yet, but that's where it is. And it passed. You should know that when this bill was voted on, I was there. And there were only 4 of your Sussex County representatives who voted against it. Everybody else voted for it.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised. I got an education that day.
How did they propose to do it?
They don't propose. They give it to you. They'll tell you to handle it.
They just let us figure it out.
There was no formula in that bill as to how to choose the other 2 members. Just
Joe
out of a habit.
Once more, he said
there's
that.
Got one on line 7. It's each member shall be a freeholder.
Right.
Heard that term in Jersey.
Those, freeholders are basically voting constituents, I think, but there's some staff on this committee. There's 2 members of staff on this committee that don't vote. Isn't that right, Lawrence? That's what it's set up in the code.
Okay.
Anyway.
And did they say they, no more than 2 can live inside any incorporated city or town?
Right.
Not included in county planning. Is that currently part of our requirement?
I think it's 1 now.
You live anywhere? No, I don't even think it's 1.
It's 1 now.
Is it 1? All right.
We can have 1 town guy, but
1.
The other guys
I'm
have to live
sure.
outside the town. Country boys.
In the booty dock.
Just bump Thank it up.
Right. House Bill 42. Next.
House Bill 42 is of the same nature, but digs a little deeper into the same issue. This act would increase your own body from a member of 5 to members of 7. It would have 7 councilmatic districts, and it explains pretty much the structure of how that would be done. This bill is in the House Housing and Community Affairs Committee. I've attached the committee to this bill for you, so you'll see who the committee members are and their home phone numbers. So if you'd like to call them, you can do that.
Are we in favor of this?
Later on in my report, House Bill number 118 is also in the same committee. So this committee has 2 bills that you're interested in.
I'd rather have them 2 at large, but I don't think
so. We can
2 newer districts.
It's still in committee.
House Bill 42 has been. It's in the House Housing and Community Affairs Committee. That's where it is now.
All right.
And they haven't had a public hearing. Have they had their?
No, they have not had a hearing in the committee yet.
Okay.
But it's
I'm not sure what the consensus of this body is, but you know, I think they've always been the consensus that bigger government is not always better government.
Mm-hmm.
This is driven by a few people who.
Well, let's get a consensus here, Dale. You didn't ask anybody.
How do you feel, Mr. Cole?
I like this bill. Okay, I think this is adding to it large. I'm on record.
Mr. Phillips?
I have no problem with it.
I'm on record supporting to it large.
That's not what this bill does, though, is it?
That's both at large. Yeah, these are both at large.
These are two. The two added ones are at large.
I disagree. I think everything should be by district. At large calls it to be lopsided at some point in time. I asked Representative Booth, I said, where did you come up with the number 7? He said, I just want more. I had some constituents call me. I said, no, tell me why. Where'd you get the number 7? Why not 9? Why not 10? Why not 15? I don't know. I said, you tell me. I said, when I came on county council, I represented 17,000 people. At this day and time, we got about 33,000.
Right.
I said, where did you come up with 7? Well, I just picked it.
Would you support 9?
Yeah, what would you... You have another number in mind?
No, I said...
I can't...
Newcastle's doing so well.
Let me finish. Yeah,
13. Yeah.
I said, can you tell me how many constituency an individual can efficiently represent? No, I can't. I said, you have no logic for your bill then. You need to go back and do your homework and tell me how many people a representative or a senator or a councilman can efficiently represent. When you come with that number, I may support your bill. But right now... You're just picking 7 out of the hat. You can't tell me 9 just because some people in the coastal area want more representation. It should be by district. And give me a number and tell me what I can efficiently represent.
Phillips lives west of Laurel. He says he supports
Mr. Jones.
I'm going to make mine real simple.
Sounds like a Republican-Democrat issue, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
The group that's the ones that has been pounding on these poor people from the east side of the county say we can't represent them with 33,000 people. I pity the person who's got to represent 175,000. They certainly can't do a job. They're going to screw up more than they. They better hire a secretary for them. I don't support this at all.
As I said before, bigger government's not better government. We run this county in a very efficient manner. We've run in the black for 17 years, having to raise taxes in 17 years. Compare us to Newcastle County, I think it's probably why you're living in Sussex County. I would not want to live in Newcastle County at this point because the financial disarray that they've got up there, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. They're going from an $89 million reserve to a $47 million deficit by 2009. And they've got 13 people, and they can't see it coming, can't do anything about it. We've got 5 people here, and we run the county, I think, in a very efficient way. I'm not patting myself on the back.
Sure.
I'm giving our staff credit because they monitor it. They do an excellent job. And it's not us 5. It's our staff that keep things under control. And I don't see any reason, only because of a few people on the east side of the county are opposed to growth, but they'd also be opposed if we raise taxes. So, you know, you got to have one or the other, and I'm opposed to it. So I think that's the consensus.
Well, I
would encourage you, Councilman, if you have a personal feeling, contact your representative and let them know how you feel.
Well, you elaborated on your personal feeling talking about the east side. Just to make my point, I feel that we need at large so that each election cycle, one councilman can be put on council with a countywide vision, a vision that he has to sell to people in Milton as well as Middleboro, as well as Del Mar and Fenwick Island. That's the only reason that I'm interested. I think, you know, I don't believe in big government, but the fact is, how many people sit on county council doesn't necessarily dictate the size of government. We've gone from 300 and some employees to 600 employees in the last 10 years. So our government is growing regardless of how many people are on this body.
And wasn't Levy Court, Jim, 3 people at one time? Wasn't Levy Court 3?
Oh, yes, it was.
Right. And then so in the early 70s, is that when it went from 3 to 5?
I think it was, yeah.
Right. Is that right, Lawrence?
1973.
1973. So they saw a change, a reason to get larger then, and I agree with Mr. Phillips's point. But we're not representatives, gentlemen. We're a council. We're like a town council. You get elected, and our responsibility is the entire county. We're not like a representative whose job is to go out and bring home the bacon for that little representative district. We are a council, and there is a difference between council types of government and representative types of governments. I know we all represent people, but we're a county council. We're not called county representatives.
I think that I feel that's how we operate, Mr. Cole. I mean,
we may operate that way, but that's not. Check your civics, I think you'll see there's a difference.
I have as many phone calls out of my district as I do my own district, and because they don't live in my district, don't mean they don't try to help them.
Well, a lot of developers live down my way. I know.
You're not a councilman for just a district. You're a legislator for a county.
What?
I said you're not a councilman for a district. You're a legislator for an entire county.
That's right. So we're not representatives. So we keep talking, and some of us have this confusion that we are representatives and representing these people. We're not.
You go to Dover and take your feelings, Mr. Cole.
Number 111.
It'll be a little difficult for me to represent you, I'm afraid, with two yes, two no, and a maybe.
What?
To represent the council's opinion.
Say the Democrats don't want to change it because they're afraid they might lose power.
So I should tell you, unless you gave me a clear direction, I would be out of the loop on this one issue.
Mr. Rogers.
No, I didn't say I was against it. I said
he's a maybe.
Give me some proof. You need to take a position on the other.
So it's 2-2.
By district.
You can't sit on the fence. You got to get off the fence.
I said by district.
It's okay.
He'll check
the true temperature. True temperature is the best temperature.
Tell him to call us and get our opinion personally.
Yeah. But that's fine. I'll leave it alone.
Well, I'd like to testify.
They could do this no matter what our opinion.
I'd like to testify.
That's exactly right.
Because we're created by state legislature.
That's right. And that'll bless him.
They could dissolve.
The next piece of legislation is probably the most most serious one, House Bill 111. I'm going to let County Administrator Dave Baker explain the details of what this bill will do. It's currently been introduced. It was introduced in the beginning of the month, and it would redirect all transfer tax receipts in Level 4 areas or outside of a growth area to the state to be used in the general fund and in the Department of Transportation's fund. It would take away all of those dollars from us, and the statistics I think you're going to hear from Mr. Baker are pretty staggering. This bill is currently scheduled for a hearing on the 25th, which is Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. I don't have the time yet. I should have the time of the hearing tomorrow once Joanne Hedrick calls me back with that time. But she has confirmed that the House will have a committee hearing on this bill Tuesday the 25th sometime. I'll get the time to you, and I'll let Mr. Baker explain the Mr. Baker.
Tuesday the 25th?
Yes, sir. You have?
Yeah, we have.
You have these to give?
We have copies for the council and for the press and others who are interested.
You got them? Okay.
25th is on Wednesday.
Yes. Yes, that's hearing day.
All right, you said Tuesday the 25th.
I'm sorry. It's Wednesday the 25th is the hearing.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Okay. They usually always have hearings on Wednesdays.
Okay.
committee meetings and committee hearings.
As Mr. Godwin noted, this bill would transfer the county's portion of the realty transfer tax in Level 4 areas or non-growth areas for new and existing development to the state of Delaware. And